Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, mama, put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Store mode is my big fetish. Go with standard a dish. My avatar's all coquettish.
Welcome back to Standard a Dish, the video game book club podcast where standard people play the standard edition of a video game and break it down week by week. I'm Billy.
Oh, I'm Jackie.
I'm Alan.
I'm still Kaylee, as far as I know.
Sure about it.
No.
No?
I was okay. Like, wait, I'm no, next. I really. Forgot that I was next.
And we are playing Baldur's Gate 3, and yay. We have stepped through the thresholds across Act 1. So we're going to wrap Act 1 up and then do some reflections and then talk about the very beginning of Act 2.
Yay.
Speaking of... Our group last time, we talked about collecting the broken lantern. One tidbit to add there. I noticed it talks about, tell me if I'm getting this right, but I feel like it's talking about that if you examine it and use arcane, you can kind of tell that broken lantern held a pixie. And all I could think of was like Tinkerbell from Hook when he puts her in a little lantern and that's how he like traps her. And I was like, is that what this is? This was Tinkerbell Hook lantern. No. And the reason it's broken and you can't repair it is there's no pixie in it, I think.
Must be. Yeah.
Of course.
So where do you get a pixie?
Did you know. Yeah.
Are you talking about in the game or?
In the game, like if you're trying to repair this thing, you're like, okay, I need a pixie. So how do you go about finding a pixie?
That's
like,
what that's, I wanted you guys
it's
to tell
a futile,
me.
I haven't seen one. As far as I know, I think it's a futile search.
So is the whole, all is right. it just, is the lantern truly like a red herring? Like it's just sort of a plot beat. You're meant to never fix it, but just, or do you
there
fix
is
it
a working
at some point?
One that exists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there are implications.
So you know that there's like something out there in the world that you could use if it's actually working.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I guess also just to let you know that like some sort of like light or something maybe helps.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In the Shadowlands
of all places.
Yes.
You say
it's
that.
Hard,
it's
hard
a
leap. Hard
the
leap.
Lands of shadow. So
yeah.
our crew, our three undercroft people got Kaylee, because you didn't come down with us.
No, I know. It's just like our crew, but not Kaylee.
Well, right. You're better than us.
Well,
you're better
than us.
We all saw the sign that said it'd be really hard over this way. And I turned around and you walked through that. And you just walked through.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true. She's the badass.
And I want to hear about your exploits, but I figure ours are much shorter to get to the Shadowlands. So. Before you tell us about the adventure in the high mountains, I think we got our lantern. We heard that it's broken, but just head out anyway. When you kind of go up to the... Well, there's different ways here, I think, that your fights can play out. But generally, you're going to end up probably fighting the dwarves, right? Like one way or the other. You guys all fought the dwarves to get out of this area.
Yeah, it's like, you know, whether or not you get the traitors, whatever, on your side, the people who hate the true souls.
Right. You get an opportunity when you free, was his name Nier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you kind of get an opportunity where he's like, hey, true soul, and he's talking to you in your mind.
Yeah.
And he's like, either help you kill them, or I think you can try to turn them against him. So it's basically like there's going to be a fight.
Yeah.
Who all do you want on your side? Like, that's your choice. You're kind of making. I, of course, just chose, like, fuck everybody and just had an all out brawl.
So much
with the
harder
whole
that
arena.
Way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Didn't you do that, Jackie, too, though?
I did it like once. It was...
Oh, okay.
For this one, I had gotten to Grimforge, but I hadn't when we last recorded. I had gotten to Grimforge, but I hadn't yet freed Nier, so I still had time to go and get the people on my side.
Oh, okay.
Before getting him out. So that's what I did, because I know that's a really, really hard fight when literally everybody is against you.
I just went for it because Alan made it sound like it was a multi-step process, and I was like, nah.
It was kind of a multi-step process. It was still, it would have been more straightforward for you to just fight. And just more people to fight, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went for it. It was difficult. Like, we were down to our last. Like, someone got... I think I have Gale fighting with me now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No, that doesn't happen yet. Okay, yeah. Maybe I don't have Gale. It was Will. Whatever. In a minute, I have Gale because of story implications. But before that, at this moment, I think it's still Will. Oh, that's what it was. I think that's why it was a little easier for me. You guys kind of made me thinking about how we can knock people into lava and stuff, right? Because you talked about it. And Will has a spell that will push people back. So I was just kind of lining them up and hitting them. So he's just knocking people in, but I was careful not to knock Nier in based on what Alan said. So I'm like knocking the minions in, and then other people were fighting Nier. And I think that made it a little easier.
Look at that. That was what we talked about last time, is using the environment to your advantage.
Yeah.
Spellcasting.
Correct.
You're learning, Billy.
He's capable. Yes.
Yes.
Small thoughts, actually, one at a time. Yeah.
It's ahead of where I started to pick it up, honestly.
I actually got a write-in on Instagram from someone who is saying, we need to teach Billy how to quick save before trying a new spell so he can learn what it does. And if he doesn't like what it does, then he can just reload.
That's a smart thing to do.
Actually, like, oh my God, remind me of how I didn't do that, but did a really funny thing in about 20 minutes when we're at it.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll set a timer.
Yeah. We'll be there in about 20. And so then you take the elevator through and you guys kind of wrap act two. I think that's about it for our little group in the area. Is that right?
Yeah. Honestly, Grimforge is enormous and there is a lot to explore. There is a literal forge and you can make some okay weapons, like not real shitty weapons.
I think I forgot to do the tree. I even got the tree bark.
Yeah.
And then I must not have put to, I don't know, I just forgot. And then I didn't make that weapon.
The Susu tree. I went down that way. Yeah, I went down that. I didn't finish that area, though.
With the tower?
No, the forge, right?
Not the tower.
You have to, like,
so under the Blighted Village, there's a blacksmith, like, area. And you find, find, like, plans, like a document that has plans on how to make a thing, but you need Susur bark. Yeah. And so when you're in the Underdark, you find the Susur tree.
You can get the
bark. And you can get that bark, go back to the Blighted Village and make
the weapon. I assume, do you use this other forge if you don't want to go back to the Blighted Village?
I don't think you can. This one's pretty.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, different.
I don't think I did that. No, I didn't know you just had to go back. I thought it was like connected to the forge quest.
Yeah, I misunderstood it too, because I thought it was any forge. The way it read, it was like, now you need to find a forge. And so I would keep like sort of finding small ones or blacksmiths and talking to them, and like nothing would really work. And then I think I may have gotten to a point where it's like just erased the quest, and maybe that's because I passed the point and I was like, what happened? So anyway, not that worried about it. I did most of the ability to get the weapon, and then I just didn't finish it.
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
yeah. I didn't think that it was worth getting.
What is it?
It's like, I think I used it on a dagger. You put in like a base level weapon, like a short sword or a dagger or whatever. And then it spits out the dagger plus enchantment. And the enchantment is something like, I think you can silence someone's magical ability. Is that?
Ooh.
Does that sound like it rings a bell, Kaylee?
I never figured out how to use the adamantium forge. So,
This is not the adamantium forge. This is the Susur.
This is still the Susur bark.
I'm
shocked by that. I never figured this out either.
Okay.
And so, I'm very surprised by this because I'm like, whoa, this is neat.
So I think it silences someone's magic ability.
That could be powerful.
Exactly. I was excited when I first found it, but then I didn't actually end up really using it.
I feel like that would be best on like a bow so that you can just hit people from a distance and silence them. And
yeah, that's right. Instead of like
that's a, good
sounds a melee. Tough. That's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you it's have like, someone that can cast silence, like it's the same
thing. Then you don't need it. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But the Adamantium Forge under Grimforge in the Underdark, you need to like get the raw metal ore and then put that in with like a mold.
You can find the molds scattered around.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can find the molds like kind of scattered. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
And then that's how you get those weapons, and armor and stuff. And I think they were pretty okay, but I don't know if it was like, do not miss this, you know?
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think I started doing that. And then at one point I like saved, I'd like gone down to like the actual like forge part and, like, there's like a bunch of like buttons and stuff. And there's like a boss there that like opens up that lost against immediately. And then like, I think I started back, my last save was like at the top or something. I think I saved like right after I
got
back up somehow. So I couldn't like get back down without like hurting myself or like using some type of ability. So it was kind of like, I don't want to do this anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So I kind of like, was like, I'll come back. I'll come back later.
That boss is crazy. I think he has like 300 HP or something crazy. Does that sound right?
Yeah. It was, and like,
what kind of boss?
I don't know.
This?
It was, yeah, it was kind of,
I think it's
it was
like a mech or an elemental or something.
Yeah, it seemed like it was like some sort of like a,
he came out
of
the
some
lava.
Sort of like robot or like a, kind of thing. Yeah.
Robot.
Yeah.
Huh. I was wondering if anybody, so my very favorite thing over there from my first playthrough was, did anyone find the crazy monk amulet?
Oh, yeah.
The guy that's like talks to you. Yeah.
That was like, so funny.
It's like, you start picking up these. I think something from a Dark Justice here, like note, was talking about finding something that like just made them laugh uncontrollably, like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they had to like get rid of it because it was like driving them nuts. And then I think that's the amulet that is like basically driving people to just laugh uncontrollably. And like during the dialogue scenes, like you start laughing too, which is kind of funny.
Oh my God.
And I think that's crazy. Basically pick up his quest, right, Kaylee?
I think so. Yeah. Billy, this is an amulet that houses the spirit of a crazy monk. Who you have to like win wisdom saving throws against in order to not dissolve into laughter, uncontrollable laughter.
Right.
And if you can pass that check, you can wear the amulet, and every now and then you can like ask it for advice, or has some special abilities that it can do. Like I think it has shatter. It gives you the ability to use shatter, but if you use one of its abilities, there's a chance there might be some backlash onto you. And so it's like, or you have to dissolve into laughter again for a little while. Like, so it's kind of a cool risk reward thing.
I don't want it.
My first playthrough was
monk. You didn't take him?
I liked it with the monk. Yeah. Because you have a little bit of a higher wisdom score. So it was like easier to pass those checks. Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. It wasn't too bad.
Creative, fun little toy to add. I don't think in my party it would like be used, but I like the idea that there's things like that out there.
Totally.
Yeah, so I think the quest is taking him to some place that he wants to get to. So I think I took that quest on. I can't remember where he wants to go, but seemed
probably Baldur's Gate.
Probably, most likely.
The towers we're headed to or Baldur's Gate, right?
Yeah.
There's only two places.
One of two places. Yeah. I'll probably be on the way.
Cool. I'm glad you found him. I don't know. That one tickled me when I first found it.
Yeah.
And Ellen's a monk.
Yeah. So I think that those wisdom checks weren't too bad, but they're still funny. I think I still laughed. Like I think there's some point where I think I still end up laughing when I picked him up or whatever. And that area was kind of cool. You like walked into like some lava area, and like it was like over like a broken down piece on top of like a peak or whatever, and there was this other giant monster that like I like snuck around. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to fight him.
It looks scary. That's exactly what I did when I was down there. Just like, do not want to fight this thing. It looks crazy and lava-ful.
Yeah, I went alone and very very quietly.
Yep.
And then we stepped through the gate into Act Two. Kaylee, what's in the mountains? Did you find out how the size of the eggs?
I did find out the size of the eggs. yes. So, yeah, last time I had just made some forays in. But this place is this cool, like, broken down, like ruinous monastery thing. And I think I mentioned last time how when you first get up there, there's like a cutscene, and like the Githyanki are like dragging away some gnomes. Mm-hmm. They kill one of them. Your dream visitor warns you, don't go in there. Your curiosity is getting the better of you. You got to continue your path. I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Yeah.
So like exploring this, there's all kinds of, so I did, and we got that right in last time too, from somebody who mentioned the weapon for Shadowheart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I started kind of doing that stuff first, or looking around to see if I could find that stuff. And there's this, so like, there's no easy ways to get anywhere in this area. You'll have to like find the vines that are hanging down or break down a barrier. So like, it's very exploratory trying to like navigate through. But I eventually did find this room, and there's like a stained glass window on the ground with different, like the leaders of the monastery, different like heads of the monastery who were like, you know, had their own names and like a ceremonial weapon that they had on them, you know, kind mm-hmm. of depicted. And there's one panel that's shattered. And then there are, in this room, there's like stone platforms that with the names of all of these sunkeepers. Mm. Jackie, is that right?
Sounds right.
Something like that. The leaders of the monastery, like their names. And so you're like, okay, I got to find these ceremonial weapons and put them on the pedestal. There's one there already that's all, it's lit up and stuff like that. So you have to wander around the whole monastery and like find these ceremonial weapons for that represent each one of these guys and then put them on the pedestal. So, okay. So I start doing that, and that has like neat, like it's just, it really makes you explore every crevice of this place. There's some giant eagles I have to kill on the very top of the building. Those were fun. that was a crazy fight. And then there's like, just different spots to like delve into, other little puzzles to solve. One of them was actually hidden in a grave. Ooh. Which was really cool. That was the last one I was able to find, and it was the only one that wasn't called a ceremonial weapon. It was just kind of, but it was buried with the guy. So yeah. And then you do all that, and you get a note, and you get a like an amulet, like a talisman kind of thing. And the note says about how they got some of the blood of Lathander. Lathander is like the sun god, essentially. Mm-hmm. And it's like been stored here safely, and there's been a lot of conflict to try to fight it. Ancient Githyanki have tried to steal it. You find some of their skeletons around. And so it's like, okay, so clearly this is the thing I have to find now, is this blood of Lathander. Mm-hmm. Which then leads you through, the only place left to go is into the crash a little bit, which is kind of in the subfloors of the monastery. And let's see, how did I get in there? I think I went in the front door.
The crash is a physical building, and it's like a monastery.
The monastery, the crash is like is housed itself inside the monastery.
Oh, okay. So we haven't reached it yet in this story.
Not yet. So, okay. Like, we know it's in the same building, but I've been essentially exploring the top floors of this building.
Okay, I got it.
And the crash is kind of in the bottom floors.
I see.
Yeah.
Ah.
So, I hadn't hit any Githyanki yet. So, I go right through, like, the main door. And there, you know, there's guards standing right there. Mm. And so, I just bullshit my way by them. I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm here. I think I lied that I was... one of the mercenaries looking for the weapon, I think is what it was, like what I
mentioned. Oh, the
cool.
Yeah, Shadow Hearts. Like
yes.
Yeah.
The artifact.
Githyanki are looking for, and you pick up like this a lot as you're going along. The Githyanki are looking for this thing. I mean, we found that in like, you know, in the
right
in the mountain
on the bridge.
On the bridge. Mm. So like kind of lie my way past them and I kind of get to explore this crash.
I forget what happened to your Lazelle.
I have my Lazelle.
Okay.
She's with me.
Okay.
Is she in your party for this?
She is in my party for this.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I'm wrong. I didn't tell them, I didn't lie to them to get in the door. Lazelle told them that we needed to be purified.
Oh.
So,
Yeah. So they're like, oh, you're infected? Gross. Get in there. so.
Gross.
Yeah. Essentially. I think that she does say like, ew.
Oh, right. Because she like, still believes that this is like the one way we can cure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. So we go in and the first turn I took was actually into the hatchery. Which is like where the
eggs are. Yeah.
Which is like this pool of, it's like a cavern and it's like a pool of acid. And the eggs are sitting in the acid on the far side.
Of course.
Of course. And so like, and there's also like this guy who's like in charge of tending the eggs. And so I go up to him. And actually like the way that I had to jump, I couldn't send my main character. I had to send Lazelle. So I send Lazelle to like do her Githyanki jumping to go and talk to this guy about this one egg that's remaining. There's only one. And it is, I mean, it fits in my backpack because I have it, but it looked like it was knee height on Lazelle at the minimum.
How did,
like,
so
like beach ball sized?
What's the biology of that?
Like the physics. Alien egg?
They get into that.
What's a circumference? and how does it work here?
That's a great question. Okay. But you talk to the guy, and I convinced the guy. I didn't have to steal the egg. You can convince the guy, because it's the last egg. There was a bigger clutch. They've all already hatched. And now they get the Yankee being ruthless utilitarians are going to get rid of laggers behind. It's obviously too weak. It's not gonna hatch. Get rid of it. This guy was a late bloomer himself. Doesn't want to give up the egg. So you talk with him, and he's like, what if I take the egg? Then it looks like you got rid of the egg, and the egg still potentially has a chance to hatch with me. So now Lazelle feels a strong maternal bond.
Oh my god!
She was cool with it. Was she? Because I almost could guess her being like, "No, we need to stick with like the rules and the way it goes."
Right. Mm. Well, yeah.
This was her. So as I sent her to go get it.
Oh right.
So it was.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
So it was
yeah.
her dialogue option. I was like, "Oh, okay, all right. Wow. Well, if you're gonna say this, then."
I was going to say, so if it was an option for her to take on the egg, then it seemed like it was going to be okay anyway.
Cool.
Yeah. That's cool, yeah.
And then she says, wow, like in a cutscene with
I don't know about a maternal Lazelle.
She says in a cutscene. She says in a cutscene, she's like, I feel a, what'd she say, like a warm attachment to this thing. I was like, I don't buy this.
Yeah.
So
I would buy like fierce protectiveness, but I wouldn't buy warm attachment.
Yeah, warm attachment was, I'm like,
It's kind of a funny idea, though, like, just the least maternal person probably.
Yeah.
Is Lazelle, and just like, what is this weird feeling I'm feeling?
Do I have indigestion?
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's got the egg in her bag, and she did threaten me that if we go even near the other lady again, that she will end me.
Oh,
so
boy.
We're not going back.
All right.
Oh.
We're going to keep the egg. I want to see if I can get a baby Githyanki.
Cool. That'd be
the
that
brilliance
great.
People, the...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's fun.
Okay. I'm going to keep it and see if it hatches.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Why not?
Did you find the weapon?
I did, but not until the very end. So you kind of have to get through the whole creche first. And then you can get to the spot where the weapon is.
Wait, stupid question. Did you tell us what the creche is? Am I like just not understanding what the creche is?
The creche is like a group of Githyanki.
Oh, okay. It just means like community or something.
It just means community.
Yeah. It's like
tribe.
It's like
or
a
something like that. Okay.
Tribe
a flock
is
or a murder.
I see. I kept thinking of
Githyanki.
It's definitely a murder of Githyanki.
Probably be a murder of Githyanki.
That sounds right.
So let's see. What else is down there? They've like, you know, co-opted rooms of this monastery for different purposes. One is like a training room with a bunch of their youths who mm-hmm. they are, you know, essentially like forcing to fight each other to the death. And then so that way they, you know, yeah, there's like weird.
So they can have half the army, you know, it's really good military strategy.
It's really good military strategy. let's see what else is there. There's just other bits and things you can pick up. Nothing super crazy until you get to like the captain's office, and you open it and there's a cutscene. And the captain is trying to convince, they've had someone come to the crash from the queen, from Vlakith, their god queen. Mm-hmm. This person is titled Inquisitor, and to like lead the search for this artifact, right, for the weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And the weapon being the being our weird Shadow Heart artifact, not the weapon being the Lathander's blood weapon. Very confusing.
Yeah.
So the Inquisitor really wants you to do this thing. The captain is like, but we have all these cultists. We had to go raid Moonrise Towers. And he's like, you're going to do what I tell you to do. And she's real pissy about it. and so like Inquisitor kind of goes back into his chambers. And she goes back to her desk, and they, you know, a flock of Githyanki, a murder of Githyanki, go out to look for this artifact you have. And so you go in and you talk to the captain lady, and she's like, oh, you must be one. This is where I got the mercenary thing from. She's like, you must be one of the mercenaries we hired to look for the weapon. Where is it? Do you have it? And you're like, I tried actually like every different dialogue option. I saved right outside this room and I kept trying different ones because I was wondering if there was a way that essentially all roads but one lead to a fight.
Ah.
And she's got like, and she's a tough fighter, and she's got two big wolves with her, and I had not, you can't fast travel in this place, so I had not long rested in a long time.
Oh no.
And so I was like, I really don't want to get into a combat scenario here. And so I try like all the different options of like, no, I don't have it, failed a deception check, you do have it, attack, like you have a trait. Oh, I didn't even say about the doctor.
Oh yeah,
that's, oh shoot, that's the other thing I did.
That's
first
the other rooms
this.
In the crush. Okay. There's like the school, the hatchery, the captain's and the room, doctor. and the doctor's room.
Okay, I have to back up and tell you about the doctor. I'm sorry, this is a long. This is a long thing.
It's a lot. This is why I'm saying that Kaylee had way more homework than we did because like the crush is huge.
It's so big. Okay, so the doctor thing. So, I got the egg. I saw the youths. I went to the doctor, the infirmary, because I'm like, we got to get healed. And you go in and there's some like kids and some other Githyanki doing stuff in like the infirmary area. And there's the doctor in her office and she's clearly studying parasites. There's like three or four parasites like on tables. And your dream visitor's like, steal those. I will.
Oh, nice.
But the doctor lady, when you talk to her, you get the opportunity. She's like, has this big machine in there, and she's like, "Oh, you're infected. Let's purify you. Use the Zakith."
I don't remember what it's called.
Zakith, something like that. Some okay. Gith word. And it's like this big machine thing that has like a chair portion, like at a dentist office, and then like this overhead bit that's like part machine and part creature. It's like real creepy looking. It's very spiky and moist. and Lazelle basically threatens you that she needs to go first. And I'm like,
oh.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, you go first. Let's see what this does.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it you essentially like it just tortures her. And you can, because you've got the psionic link thing going with your parasites, it is killing her in real time.
God.
And my character is like trying to convince Lazelle. There's like a couple rounds where you can just feel like the pain is increasing, like her mind is being torn into pieces. She's not going to survive this. I'm trying to persuade her to like fight back, get out, do something. It's all like, all the roles are like 30. I keep failing.
Holy smokes.
I know. I was like, is Lazelle going to die right here? And at the last second, the artifact saves her. At the last second, the artifact overloads the machine and explodes it. And the doctor gets up and is like pissed. My life's work. And she's like, don't leave. And she runs out and locks the door behind her. And Lazelle gets up and she's kind of mad. She's like, this is my whole, this is the promise of my people, like that we could be purified. This is all a lie. And it's like, clearly this thing was going to kill me. And she jumps to the conclusion.
Dead is pure, I guess
so. She jumps to the conclusion that the doctor is a traitor. Rather than thinking that, like,
her whole life is a lie, which is you and everything is
clearly true.
Sounds like there's a lot of parallels here to things potentially in the real world.
Being lied to by authorities.
But then jumping to like a conspiracy theory instead of maybe the more simple Occam's razor of like the simple answer is likely the correct answer. That's really a lot more interesting than I expected for her character, I'll say, from like what I had with her. So I can see how like if you get her to that point, you suddenly start getting this really interesting character development. And before that, it was like I talked about how I let her die in mine, because she was just getting kind of one note, and I was like, but actually I'm glad I let her in mine, because I wasn't gonna make it there, so I would have never seen any of that, and I wouldn't have had that payoff, and she probably just would have stayed like grumpy all the time, and I would have been like, oh my god.
Well, and there's more. So like we had to escape that room. And then you have to fight essentially the doctor and everybody else who was in the outside room.
Yeah, that was a big fight.
A big fight. There's like eight Githyanki on that side of the door. And
they're hard too.
They're hard.
They're hard. And the doctor has a reaction called a counterspell.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
So every time you try to use magic, every time you try to cast a spell, she casts counterspell and it nullifies it. So I've got, you know, it's myself, Shadowheart, Asterion, and Lazelle in my party. So two of us are casters. And so that was just like, okay, we have to like take her out first. But of course, she's on the far side of the room past these seven other Githyanki. And you're like, ugh, trying to figure out how to get there without dying. And it took a few tries.
What is she doing? Like, is she a bow user or something?
No, she's a magic user.
Oh, so I didn't expect that. I kind of assumed all Githyanki for some reason were just like melee and bows and stuff.
No, all of the Githyanki in the Crush are doing some kind of psionic stuff too. So like there's a little bit of psychic spell stuff going on. Which is interesting. But yeah, so eventually you figure out that fight. And then you do the captain stuff. And so like I said, I was going through the different dialogue options. You can try to tell the captain that there was a traitor, that we think it's a doctor, and she doesn't believe you and just attacks you and like all this other stuff. So the last option that I wasn't going to try, but I was like, you know what? Why not? I've quick saved. It's fine. I hand her the artifact. And I'm just like, because she's like, give it to me. I'm like, okay. And I just give it to her. And Shadowheart's like, I hope you know what you're doing. And the artifact basically explodes in her hand and pops back into yours. And she's like, you can control it and I can't. And you're like, Mariner. And she's like, well, go take it to the Inquisitor. I was like, oh, okay.
That's your key.
And so that's how you get to go through, at least temporarily, without fighting her. Actually handing her the artifact. And your dream visitor is not happy with you, but like, who cares? I'm not trying to romance them.
It makes sense, because there is that whole bit where like you tell Shadowheart, like, your artifact just came to me. Like, I don't know why I didn't do anything to it. So it kind of has a mind of its own. And if you're trying to hand it over to an enemy, it's not going to go willingly.
Yeah. Yeah.
I assume she disapproved, though. Like, you said dialogue, but I assume you also got a, like, Shadowheart disapproves.
No.
Ugh.
Oh.
Everything I do.
I'm just walking around. She disappears.
You're literally giving away her most.
I just breathe and she disappears.
Yeah, right, Alan? Thank you.
Yeah.
I put on a shirt. I changed my armor. She's like, Shadowheart disapproves. You give away her literally reason for being. And she's like, wow. Like, quippy line, but like, I'm fine. Like, what? Bullshit.
It's bullshit. I actually was like, you really
should have done three. Shadowheart disapproves. Should have been like a negative four Shadowheart liking ability.
Yep. Yeah. But it wasn't.
Fucking dumb.
Oh, no. She's got issues.
That's why we like her.
That's why we like her. So, she's growing on me. Slowly.
Mm-hmm. Like I think fungus. We can get into it more. So far, I'm biased. I still think it's the most, I think it's the best character. I think it's the most interesting character. Mm-hmm.
So then the next thing that happens, I don't know. I'm curious what you think of Lazelle after this bit.
Yeah.
So you're in the very bowels of this monastery, mm-hmm. and it's more rock cavern than building at this point. But there's still like these cool ornate hallways and things like that sort of carved out of the stone almost. And you go into this one room and there's two Githyanki warriors up near the doorway, like as guards. And then there's two other ones that are magic users sort of down on this sunken platform. And the Inquisitor right there in the middle of it. And so you go and talk to the Inquisitor who... you know, is very well spoken for a Githyanki. He's not all fire and bile.
Sorry. Is this not the dude from the bridge?
This is not the dude from the bridge.
Oh, okay. All right.
No, that is Kithrak Voss, who I do have some more information on as well. Okay. But this is a different guy. And essentially, like, you know, he tries to get you to give up the thing, to give up the artifact. You kind of have to balance convincing Lazelle to follow your lead along with that was the big thing there was just like trying to get Lazelle to not disapprove of me disobeying her command chain essentially. And essentially I was like, well, remember the doctor? Like you gotta trust me. And she's like, I hate that you're right. And I was like, cool.
Of course.
So she doesn't disapprove when you then don't hand over the artifact, but then everybody, of course, there's a big fight. And this was a hard fight.
Oh, God.
just because, like, the Inquisitor himself is very high, is higher level, and he's casting, like, this mind link thing that, like, saps a lot of your stats. You can attach that to multiple people at once. There's two other, magic users who are also doing all some of this crazy psychic stuff. So, like, it took, and I, again, like, this whole time, I haven't been able to long rest. So I have, like, 3 spells left.
Oh, my God.
And, so it was very tricky, but finally got there. At the end of it, Vlakith herself appears. So they're queen. So the Githyanki are ruled by this queen, Vlakith.
Oh.
And she kind of like, there's like a hologram, you know, of her, like Star Wars communicator style. Huh. There's like a big one of those on the floor. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. They're kind of spacey, you know?
Right. Yeah. I keep forgetting that. There's such a, interesting race in this game. Mm-hmm.
It's very strange. But so Vlakith is like, oh. He was a hard one. I'm impressed. And like, you know, kind of tries to talk to you. She knows of Lazelle. And Lazelle is, of course, like now awestruck by like actually speaking with her goddess, essentially. And the goddess essentially tells you that the whatever's in the artifact has been lying to you. That there is someone in the artifact. And you're like, there's someone in the artifact. So and your like dream visitor is kind of alluded to there. And so it's like, and they're lying to you. They're trying to escape. But really what this thing is a weapon against the Illithids grand design where everybody in the universe becomes an Illithid slave. And Vlakith needs this weapon back in order to purify it of the corruption inside, aka your dream visitor, and then to use it against the Illithids. And and it's like, oh, so she tells you to that she wants you to go inside that inside the artifact and kill the corruption inside. And so you can accept or deny a couple different things. You can, depending on how bad you piss her off, she will actually just kill you right there in the room, which is fun. And Lazelle is just angry if you say no at all, because this is, again, her goddess. So I said no, but I said so gently. And she was like, well, make up your own mind. She's like, if you choose not to, this building is full of my children. They will kill you. But like, you could also use this portal to go into the Astral Prism, which is what its real name is, and, you know, do what I've asked. And so, like, I did. I went in, and I was, you're inside a pocket of the astral plane. There's floating rocks. There's the big skull. The big skull is there.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, our dream visitor dreams.
So it's the truth. You have reason to believe it's true, you're saying.
So I have reason to believe that, I don't know what it's, I don't know what to think yet.
But there's enough that it's at least, like, that is the place your dream visitor is.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes. Oh,
okay. Yeah, it's hard. Okay. It's hard to tell, like, who's in the right at this point.
But yes, as far as, like, the facts. And then you go down a little, like, cave, and there's your dream visitor. Wants to talk to you. And so you talk to your dream visitor, like, in person. And she's like, yeah, okay, so I am in here. I'm kind of trapped in here, too. Like, why would I lie to you? I want the same thing you want. I want freedom. And she, like, even surrendered, like, her sword to me. And she's like, if you're going to kill me, go ahead and kill me. And I was like, I'm not going to kill you. Yeah, like, right now you're a source of power for me. So, like, I'm not going to kill you. She says that so my dream visitor told me that she had the ability to push off, like, to do the pure, like, to push off the Illithid stuff. So the way she's been protecting us, that power.
Right.
Is what Vlakith wants. And your dream visitor basically tells you that Vlakith wants the dream visitor gone because the dream visitor knows that Vlakith actually doesn't really have any power at all. And that if she were to expose her, the Gith society would entirely collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Because Vlakith is a fraud.
Worldviews crumble.
Yeah. You know, authoritarian leadership is built on the foundation of lies. essentially.
Man, this is a real woke. yeah. I'm just going to pour a little more gin.
You should.
I need to balance out how woke this is by.
It's so woke.
getting some ginnies going. All right. Tell me more about how to. Yeah. So what'd you do?
I didn't kill my dream visitor. Okay. I was like, okay.
Okay.
We're going to stick together on this. Lazelle, actually, I don't think she really disapproved of that either, because I think she was kind of like, through all the conversation, came to the same realization, like, all of this is potentially not real. And she's like, why am I being named a traitor when I've done everything, you know, for my queen, and now she's going to send her people against me? Like, why? Like, she didn't understand the logic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of breaking her brain a little bit at this point. One of the rooms you leave the Astral Prism, and then one of the rooms that's an offshoot of that bigger room is where you find the other weapon. which is like a series of, there's like some statues that you have to align the right way towards the rising and setting sun in order to open a secret door, get past a series of traps. There's complex. A lot to do. I do a lot of things.
Holy smokes. This is the Shadow Heart.
Now this is the Shadow Heart weapon.
Like, item. Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Lazelle's brain is breaking. We went to go do Shadow Heart's thing. you eventually get to this room where there's like a big floating dais, and there's like a mace, a glowing like golden mace with a big red gem in the middle of it. And you're like, oh, this is the blood of Lysander set into a weapon. And if you go to just take it, the monastery starts to self-destruct. That big, there's so on top of the monastery, there's this big like telescope looking thing with a big like kyber crystal. Which is which is like a laser weapon.
And
if you try to take the mace without doing something else first, it points the laser weapon at the monastery and starts a countdown.
Oh my god.
The talisman that you pick up is the key to turning that off.
Oh, okay.
So you pop that into the slot.
This is the very Indiana Jones kind of stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. So that all made sense. And now we have this cool weapon, which is really good for Shadowheart's build. It's like a holy weapon. She's a cleric. It's a mace, which is kind of her thing. And it allows her to cast a spell called Sunbeam, which is devastating ray of destruction.
Cool.
Awesome.
Hey, oh, and question.
So, yeah.
Rays. Do they hit? Is that friendly fire? If people are.
Oh, I wonder.
I think spells are. I always check the, like, when you, you know, when you cast a spell and there's like a cone.
Yeah.
And it lights up the characters.
Yeah. Sometimes they have like.
Right.
Sort of area effect.
If your dudes light up blue, does that mean it's going to hit them and hurt them?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Because I've been noticing Gale, like, it's like Gale's thing. And maybe it's all sorcerers, I'm guessing, I guess, with most of these spells. But there, many of them are like, they're more of a some kind of beam, right? Ray or beam or wave. And they do a lot of damage. But as a result, if you've got like, it's just kind of weird because if I have a tank character, they're always in the way. And then I can like never use Gale effectively. And I almost need him to be like doing something else. So I've been trying to figure out how he works and how to do that. But yeah, so anyway. Because I don't know this quick save before I cast.
I was going to say, yet. Is this the quick save thing?
No, no, it's even better, and we're not there yet. So yeah.
So yeah, once you get that, you just had to fight your way out of the monastery, essentially.
And you've already—I feel like you've already killed. You've had two fights in here already, so there can't be that many left.
I had like kind of niced my way past everybody above.
Oh, true.
But like there is a fast travel point to get to, so you don't have to go through the whole thing. And so I just got to there and then bounced out. And then went to the mountain. Wow, okay. And then went to the actual pass where you actually cross into the Shadowlands.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But so that's the secrets. This is the secrets of the artifact and the weapon for Shadowheart.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Act one.
That was a long one.
Yeah. I talked too much. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No. That was a lot.
Yeah.
A lot that you had to play through.
You said like the bare minimum of everything that happened. I feel like that's just a big area.
Yeah.
So much lore.
Yeah.
Totally.
Billy, we would appreciate. There's so much Yankee lore in there.
It's cool. That I think was better than the Mushroom Kingdom and the Forge.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think there's more interesting stuff there and like interesting character development. I don't think any character stuff happens in the other two. So it's
I agree.
It was fine, really, no, but I just started fucking killing everything because nothing was like developing. It was just all like,
it was just pretty is all.
Yeah, it's not like bad. It's just, it's a different kind of shallower level of like role play, right?
Where
you're just like, can you help me move over here? And none of this will have consequences to your party. It felt like that kind of level, right? But this one is interesting because it's wrapped into one of your key players over and over.
There is one final thing that happens that reminds me of. One final character development piece. So you, and this happens after you cross into the Shadowlands, after you finish Act 1. But essentially what happens to you immediately is that you're not able to proceed. It cuts you back to camp. No matter if you'd already been or whatever, it cuts you back to camp at night. With really the only option, you can't fast travel back out. You can't leave camp again. You have to go to bed. You go to bed and you are awoken by the guy with the dragon, Kithrak Voss. He shows up with some other chickadee and is basically like, peace, I'm not here to attack you. And like Lazelle is like about to like friggin' murder him. of course, I don't know why. And she goes, and he's like, I'm on your side. He's like, I know about the artifact. I know about the person inside. He's like, I've been trying to get them out for a long time now. You've provided the opportunity in order for me to do that and like betray essentially Blacketh. And Lazelle is furious. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, we can't, you know, this is treason. And like, she's like, is about to kill him. And you can be like, but remember everything that we just went through. Uh-huh. and she just kind of like frustratedly sort of turns like aside all of her culture and upbringing. And is just like, ah, I think you might be right. That Blacketh is not really a queen. Like, and Voss is telling us a lot of the same stuff that the Dream Visitor did. Mm. That Blacketh is just keeping us as slaves, give Yankee as slaves. That she doesn't actually have any power except what we give her. Purification is a lie. Ascension is this other Githyanki thing, is also a lie. She just eats them to like gain power. Yeah.
Oh, she's like, what? Okay.
Wow. So Ascension is apparently this Githyanki thing where you get strong enough to kill an Illithid and then you ascend to Blacketh's like golden city. But apparently that's not what happens to those Githyanki. Oh, they are then consumed by Blacketh so that she can pursue godhood, is what Voss tells us.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow.
Lazelle somehow can, like, she's like, I don't know what to think, but I think that what I've been taught is wrong. And Voss basically tells you to bring the artifact to Baldur's Gate. to a tavern called Sharess's Caress. And we'll figure out how to get the Dream Visitor out there.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And then it continues with the rest of everything else that happens next. So, huh. Yeah.
All right. That's Act One. Favorite character from Act One. What do you guys think?
Lazelle.
Okay. Well, for what you went through, for sure. That would make my list in going through the Shadowlands, I would say. Mm-hmm. Or sorry, not the Shadowlands, the Mushroom Kingdom. What the fuck?
The Underdark.
The Underdark. Yeah, I'm too dumb to keep Underdark, those names separate. They're just like, word that means no light next to word. Okay, one's Underdark, one's Shadowlands.
Yeah.
I'm just too stupid. Alan, what about you?
Oh, man. I guess probably Shadowheart, mostly because maybe like you believe it's like maybe the more interesting of the characters to me, or at least their story does seem to be progressing faster than the other characters. Karlach is probably second then, like just because she's just like happy-go-lucky and you're just trying to help her like not die and burn alive and fix her infernal engine or whatever. So that's kind of interesting. And Lazelle, I haven't really pursued much in their quests because I didn't do the crush stuff, but and she's always just me. So maybe once we do that, maybe it'll be more interesting. But yeah, for me, I think Shadowheart first, Karlach second, and I don't think about any of the other party members at all.
Yeah, the guys don't give you a lot in Act One, honestly. Asterion does, but really early on, and then he just goes quiet for like hours, so you kind of forget
it. Right.
Yeah.
What about you, Jackie?
Can I choose Halsin?
Who's that?
Ooh,
Halsin is the druid.
The druid,
yeah. I mean, if it's true, then
I mean, he's
but you
just
have to defend it. Explain it.
He's so badass. He turns into a fucking bear. He's jacked, and he's really nice, and he's into nature. Like, he's the total package. I don't know.
Okay, he's a buff hippie.
Yeah, buff hippie. You don't get a lot of those.
Yeah,
it's true.
No,
that's
they true. Really counter one that hits the gym. It's kind of like
weird. All right, let me defend Shadowheart one more time in a different way. It's kind of interesting, actually, because I think it's just a trope, but it's a trope for a reason. So Shadowheart is the only one who doesn't really have her memories. So she has like a whole mystery to her where she also doesn't know the answer. And I think because we're all simple people and we just need the same classic story over and over, it's really intriguing. And we're like, I wonder which side of this she will find out she's on, I wonder. And it's actually really interesting the more you learn about her goddess, right? It keeps revealing kind of either darker intentions or that she's okay with ambiguous morality. And that's interesting too. Mm-hmm. Most of the other characters are very like set the second you meet them. They either make it very clear that they're morally gray or morally dark or morally white. Like they just kind of tell you out front in specific ways. And she doesn't. She actually comes off as morally white. And you slowly keep learning that that's not quite right as that's it so goes true. And goes. And I think it's much
right.
It's just more interesting in general as a development. I think she's also a bit more of a puzzle to figure out in the relationship game, as the internet has mentioned too, right? Like most of the others, you can kind of read like how to play their game or what would appease them. Even Asterion, he actually likes what you would normally not expect all the answers to be for a different character, but for him, you know, he's going to dig it, right? If you're like, we should be, you know, like we should use the worm. He's going to be like, fuck yeah. Like you just know he's going to go for all that stuff. So, Shadowheart, she almost like mixes it up on you, which is more, it's more it's human, right? Where it's like, you can't just pick a thing. Sometimes she doesn't want you to ask questions about her. Sometimes she does. It is the way to unlock something. Sometimes like, it's just the most to me there's the most interesting like human stuff going on, because that's the way you'd really be, right? You'd be, you couldn't just guess that like Jackie's always down for jokes. Sometimes she would just surprise you because she's in a bad mood and she'd be mad about it, but like most of the others, if you figure out their beat, it seems like you can just pull that switch, you know? You can be like, that's what it is, and I can pull that lever. So anyway, that's my defense. That's why I think she works so well.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it is just the trope of every RPG. And it used to be for the protagonist of like, I have amnesia. But I think the fact that in essence she does is what's so interesting. Right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so funny. I was just thinking of that notebook meme where, what's his name? Is just like, what do you want? What do you want? What do you want?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, like I actually don't.
I literally don't know.
Yeah. 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 Who that's why we want to give it to her, you know, in more ways than one.
I was waiting for that.
So what's your least favorite character, Act One?
Will.
Yeah, I think Will for me too. I was gonna ask Will is kinda too. Is Will's whole arc just that real quick devil thing that happens right away? Is there anything else?
Anything else in not?
His dad is Duke Ravengard, who got kidnapped by the cultists.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Oh yeah.
Who's there? Ravengard is like the leader of Baldur's Gate. He's
right. He's like the one that like holding it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like, you know, kind of the son of an important dude.
There is in the shadow of an important another man. Encounter. Who is his like devil
Mizora.
Master Mizora? I did happen to see while Jimbo was playing his game, and he's already in Act Three. That Mizora comes back and makes a wait. Was that in my playthrough? I can't remember. I think it was Jimbo's.
Wait,
I think it was
Jimbo's. I lived that memory.
No, because I was trying to imagine the person having the dialogue, and for some reason my character popped up to my head in my head as talking to Mizora, but I think it was Jimbo. Anyway, she comes back and makes another request of Will. So like there is more stuff that will go on with him. But he's just so fucking self-righteous. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty one note. Kind of just yeah.
He's too goody two shoes.
Yes.
You know.
What'd you guys, you know, it's more interesting to reflect on Act One now being a few steps in Act Two, I'll say, but I'm curious with some of that knowledge, how do you feel about Act One? Is it good, or is it a slow burn to get you in Act Two? Or what do you think about pacing / biomes and such?
I think slow burn, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's a bit more of a slower kind of pace and things. You're still kind of uncovering a lot about the characters and like the party members, and there's some big fights, but we haven't really done anything that big yet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe outside of what Kaylee went through.
What Kaylee did. Hard mode. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Yeah. To me, it feels like it's still ramping up. Feels like.
Yeah. I agree with that. I wonder if it's like the, like, here's your chance to level up, get used to the game, understand combat.
Yes.
Like, it's almost as if the whole act one is almost like, like sort of tutorial-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Just right. Like, get good at this because you're going to need it. Like, kind of the vibe. I will say like the evil playthrough of not a non-Dark Urge character. Very like lackluster. Not really like the whole Grove bit. It's not really, didn't feel like a good payoff. But there wasn't really any opportunities to be like supremely evil in the crush. Like, you know, there's just kind of like power and survival and manipulation, but like, you know, things like that. But there's a lot of really good lore and stuff and mm-hmm. cool things to do in the monastery. Yeah, slow burn feels like preparatory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It feels like they want us to be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing to add. That's all my sentiment as well.
And I say slow burn because of the difference of how I feel being in Act 2. Like, I'm like pumped. Yeah. I'm so ready. I can't put the controller down. I'm like, let's friggin' go.
Yeah. So, and let's talk about Act 2 a little bit, right?
Yeah.
But I will say for the first time, I actually want to go back and play the game.
Mm.
And every other time it's been because we talk about the game that I want to play it.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. for the first time now being in Act 2 for like the first hour-ish, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like everything is more interesting. And it mm-hmm. does make me wonder, like, as much as Act 1 has a lot of areas that are optional, so it's not forcing you. Mm-hmm. It still feels right. like it's too long and slow for me. Where like mm-hmm. I would never have made it past that if we weren't doing it. Oh. Right? I never would have tasted Act 2 at yeah. all. And it already just feels so different. It just immediately is ramping into yeah. like real consequence and things happening and like excitement, darker vibes. Like,
yeah.
It just feels, I don't know, like a different level. Immediately totally. To me, and I can't really put my finger on what it is, but it's like all the things suddenly feel like a game. Or sorry, it's more like now it's got atmosphere and is immersive.
Mm.
All the mm-hmm. previous stuff felt like a game. Like I could never stop knowing I'm just playing a game, but now I can actually forget about it for a minute and like be immersed, you know, and be like, what's over there, what's this, what's that. Right, and before right. it was just like, it was just, I don't know, there's something about it. I could never shake the gamey that it was.
Walking around isn't dangerous in Act 1.
Yeah.
And I think that might be a part of the difference, too, is that the stakes are a little higher, right? Like,
and enemies aren't walking, spooky or anything. They might kill spooky. You right away, but they still don't spook you. They just kill you.
Yeah. Right, shadow right. creatures that come out of nowhere are a little scarier, you know? And like,
yeah. Yeah. yeah.
I think I'm just going to tell Jackie to, we'll pause.
Okay.
Bloop.
I'm back.
Yay.
And we're all back after a blue screen of death for Jackie.
I posted it on our Instagram.
Luckily, you quick saved.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You quick saved and now we're all back.
You did.
Yeah, you got a quick save.
Okay, Act 2. We're talking about how we like it. Blah, 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 us. Let's talk about what actually happens and get into why we're digging it. Right away, let me say, you meet this old dude standing in front of a door.
Elminster.
Right? Yeah.
Yes. Oh,
I didn't meet him because I don't have Kale.
No, that's oh, right. I assumed you would meet you him and he would just go, do you I know, have Gale yeah. with you? And you just say no or something.
Yeah.
He just walked
or is
away.
He straight up not there?
No, if you so like Gale wasn't in my party, but he was at my camp. And mm-hmm.
Yeah, same.
He was like, do you know you have a traveling companion by the name of Gale? And like, oh, will you partake upon this voyage to me to your camp? And like, no, I'll meet you there.
I accompanied him because I didn't trust him. Mm. I was like, I'm not sending you to camp. I've played too many FromSoft games. This dude's going to like end up being someone who kills all my camp members, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, no, I'll take you, old man. I don't trust your
next time
ass.
You come, every like NPC is just gone.
Exactly. Someone would be dead and there'd be a blood spill.
One guy just keeps getting bigger because he eats even more. Exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know where they went.
So anyway, he's really just there to provide a message. I kind of wrote it down in the way that I write things down.
This
Let's
is,
see.
I have to say, like, this is my most, I hate this character. I cannot stand the dialogue.
Dialogue is
kind of grating.
It's pretty taxing. Yeah.
I don't skip forward a lot of scenes. I was like, read the subtitles.
I did skip a lot.
Oh, yeah. I skim them for content, and there usually isn't any, and then you just skip so you don't have to have him read it all and go like four times slower.
Yeah.
But here's what he actually tells you.
when he actually does.
Yeah. He's got a message from Mistra. Mm-hmm. Gale is a living explosive now. but he's gonna get a chance at redemption.
Oh yeah.
And he's got this orb of fake word in his chest. He is now, because of that, he gets like the opportunity to use it. But you gotta find the heart of the absolute, and Gale has to use himself as the catalyst that will burn it from this world. So basically he means sacrifice yourself for redemption. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mistress is the goddess of magic. And also, Gale fucked her.
Yep. And the orb is why he needs to eat magic items.
Correct.
So now he doesn't need that anymore.
Yes. Yeah, so that is the extra little bit. Thank you, Jackie. That Elminster like adds is like, okay, you don't have to do that anymore. Which bummed me out just a little because I had stockpiled them. And now it's like, oh, well, now I don't fucking even.
Yeah,
you had all these Gale snacks.
Now you can sell them.
Now you're flush with Gale snacks.
Gale snacks?
Would you do it for a Gale snack?
I feel like that's what I have in my pocket. His hand is just, I just nibble on it.
Oh, yeah.
So I kind of liked that, and that's why I put him in my party. Because I was like, that's sort of fun little thing. I was liking this little Gale twist, and Will sucks. So I pulled him out and I put Gale in.
Okay. So Gale's coming
is this
off the bench.
Where
the
thing, Gale's off the bench.
Is this where the thing that happened where you reminded us to tell you about a thing in like 20 minutes and now it's been like 50 minutes?
Yeah, now it's been like an hour. yeah, well, we're not actually at it, but I can sort of time jump. Anyway, I go into a fight. We're in this big fight. And he now has an ability to, and I don't remember what it's called, but explode his orb.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of reads like, the way all this Elminster dialogue went and everything I just said, it seemed like you can use that to just do like a, I assumed an AoE effect, and it does like a pulse, right? Uh-huh. Like that's what I assumed was happening. Uh-huh. No. He just ends the game. So if you click it in the middle of a fight, he just
you can actually do this.
Yeah, it kills literally everything. And I specifically did it in a way where he walked away from us. So I was like, just in case he's not anywhere near my party.
Yeah.
It just wipes the everything. It just goes to a black screen and it goes, you died.
Oh,
and I'm like, what?
God.
So there is a slightly cool cinematic before that where he makes a like ghastly dagger appear and then he grabs it and he readies himself and he drives it into his chest but then it's not quite deep enough and he drives it a little further and then it just like cuts to a black screen and it goes, you died. I'm like, wait, what?
That's gnarly.
It's like, at least At least cool. animate the explosion.
Yeah,
man.
Right. Like, yeah, I want to see like a mushroom cloud.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was gonna say, what kind of how big? This must be a big explosion. Wow.
So
took out the whole party.
Yeah. So that I misunderstood and ended a fight that we're about to be in. I didn't bother going back yet to see how much time I lost. Because you know, sometimes you have moments like that with a save where you're like, and turn off console. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's just like a walk away. You know, you're like, okay, I'm just going to have to leave this
Seems
one on.
Like
one button
good stopping
and
point.
My team loses. Yep. And we were like about to win. Oh, it's so fucking stupid.
Oh, no. Oh, you did it like close to the end. Oh, yeah. Well, that's great. I guess just like everything, you can kind of do whatever you want in this game. It's just funny to me that they let you, it's just an option like in his wheel. It's just
it's just that funny thing of like, it's just in his wheel, but it also doesn't read to me. Like,
again, the descriptions are like, sure.
Yeah, I thought it meant
say end the game.
It was like, we'll kill everyone within range. And I was like, I'm out of range of most AoEs. Like, I walked him off, had a bunch of people surround him, and I was like, this is probably how you use this power. I didn't understand that they meant that this,
the
makes sense in retrospect, but it also wouldn't be that far-fetched for a game to like say all those things and then go, oh, you didn't know that they granted him this new power? You never tested it? Right? And it's like, yeah, I tested it and it just ends the game. Mm-hmm. Like, all right. But that's my funny didn't know to quick save. Yeah. Hey, so
that's good.
You go into the Shadowlands.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie, take it away.
So at this point, my party is Asterion, Karlach, and Shadowheart, and we all take out a torch so that the Shadow Curse doesn't bother us. But Shadowheart is like, you know, I don't feel that bad. I think I'm okay. Like, I don't need my torch. I can just be out here.
The plot thickens.
Yeah,
I mean, she's just like okay.
I mean, her name is Shadow.
Exactly. Well, she says that it's because Char loves her. She's like, this is proof. This is absolute unequivocal
Char
proof.
Must love me.
Yeah, this is.
She
it.
Says it in a way where you're like, there's more to that.
Sounds like an abused person.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
He left me a dollar and two like, cigarettes. He does love me.
And this burning hole in my hand.
No. Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Him putting his cigarettes out on me means he sees me.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That is an abusive relationship.
Anyway, so yeah. So
yeah,
she
I mean,
says
I think,
that.
Yeah.
What else happens
like,
out?
What it is, yeah. Let's see.
You remember you get to a
so
party.
I didn't really, I mean, yeah. Oh, my party, yeah. My party's still the three... ladies, Karlach, Lazelle, and Shadowheart. I keep saying I'm going to bring one of the dudes in, but you know.
Not, they're pretty weak.
That's not. Maybe Gale, although now Gale has a bomb in his chest. Maybe that's going to be fun. Just to see it.
Quick save first.
but yeah, so I knew about the torch because it seems like there was a torch right in the beginning once you go through the gate. I only had my main character holding the torch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. I was just like, oh, that's enough light for everyone. And I need some tips here. And how does this even work as far as like when you get into a scenario with a fight ensues and everyone's holding torches? And what's the procedure?
I'm confused there too, Alan. So like, before you dive into
and
that.
I only had one guy holding a fucking torch in my first encounter. And that didn't go well because everyone's just like, oh, I feel so sick now. I was like, oh, shit. Well, I should have gave everyone torches and sort of passed them out.
And that first encounter you're talking about, so you're like, you're weaving through and you right away see this other group.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And they kind of teach you what's happening, right? Mm-hmm. Like someone gets attacked by the shadow because they're in the dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they turn into this kind of zombie thing who comes back. And then it's like, everyone fight. But yes, now if you two could tell us how to play the game, that would be great.
Yeah.
I had torches out. Yeah. I was also misunderstanding like did I just equip him in the wrong hand because my weapons are gone? Yeah. And can my druid not use a torch because then I went into bear form, but he's getting fucked up? Or like, so does my druid just suck now? Like, what's happening?
You have to be very clever about placement.
Yeah. Like, stay close. Okay. So, okay, so Asterion and my main character are dual wielding melee weapons. And so I have a torch in one hand, and then my offhand has a weapon. So then I keep Shadowheart and Karlak near to one of those people so that they don't get shadow cursed. And it also, like, you can hit someone with a torch. It does something.
Does the torch have to be okay in the main hand?
No. I think it can be in the offhand.
Okay.
I think.
I couldn't
every time I
figure
say
out
it
how
equip,
to,
it just like goes main hand, and I can't tell if I'm like equipping it incorrectly or what.
Same. I couldn't figure out like Shadowheart for some reason has a shield and a mace, mm-hmm. but then I feel like I couldn't really do it for some of the other characters.
I feel like I swapped Shadowheart shield for a torch.
Mm. But she's protected.
Mm. I did that later. After that
she's
fight.
Protected, but someone else's torch.
Oh, but it still
counts.
Adds a glow. And
yeah,
she's a caster, so it's like a better person to have.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, that yeah. made more sense to me because I was like, oh, well, she almost never uses her mm-hmm. mace in my encounters. She's always standing back yeah. and casting. And so hold torch.
The other thing, like, look for the weapons that are called versatile, because those can be used in either one or two hands. And so then you could have so like spears and pikes are versatile. Mm. So you like could do, you know, dual thing there as well. Because I don't think they have to have the dual wielding feet. I think you can still hold something. You just can't attack with both of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then those tend to be versatile tend to be better weapons than just single-handed weapons.
I think so.
Yeah, because they got more heft. I think they do more damage. Mm-hmm. But also a single-handed weapon is you know, serviceable. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can also, like, there are spells that cast light. There's, like, dancing lights. There is daylight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Your
dancing light, I think.
Are there things that are, like, more effective? I've been trying to figure this out.
Probably.
In, like, a I was going to say,
way.
Yeah.
Like, is there, like, I tried casting light on the ghost, mm-hmm. but it seemed to just do regular damage, not, like, double.
Yeah. I'm not sure that I've exactly figured that out. I always try to have, because Shadowheart has Sacred Flame, and I think Radiant mm-hmm. damage is extra hurdy
right.
for these dark creatures. So like the weapon that Kaylee got does radiant damage. That's the only thing I know about like light being.
Yeah, hurdy. I remember the dancing light was something I could have picked up for the monk, mm-hmm. I think. Mm-hmm. As one of us, like might have been mm-hmm. a spell or maybe even a scroll. I remember seeing that at some point and being like, why would
if
I
you saved
this? This sounds so dumb.
Do you remember the tiefling girl in the grove that we saved?
Yes.
The one that, like, you know, that we protect
Arabella?
From
the snake? The one with the snake?
Yeah.
If you talk
to her parents afterwards, they give you an amulet that does allow you to cast dancing lights. So.
Maybe that's what it was.
You might have that
that's not helpful now
okay.
to me.
Well, you might have it in your inventory.
Yeah.
You might have it. Yeah.
No, I didn't talk to those fools.
Oh, well then.
Well, you don't have the locket.
No, I definitely did that. So I have that. I'm probably not using that amulet right now, but I can mm-hmm. probably
switch it
out. Yeah, because so many of these like spells and stuff sometimes are attached to like obviously to you get them because you equipped this weapon or armor mm-hmm. or whatever. But having so many of them, I forget which one had it. But I don't look back sometimes.
By the way,
so that's good. But
speaking of spells, do you know that you can learn spells via scrolls?
No, I thought that was just to cast them once.
I thought those are a one-time use.
Yes, they are. But if you have, so this might be too advanced for your interest level, but
likely,
you know. So, so you know, you pull up the main.
Walk us through it, and then we'll never
yeah,
use. This
I know.
Ability.
Wait, you pull. First, huh? Jackie, is this a thing that only wizards can do? I think only Gale
is it only
can
wizards?
I think so. But
oh,
so like if you've got Gale in your party, it's
could Shadowheart do it?
Oh, Shadowheart can't do it. Oh, okay, I've only done it. No. I've only done it with Sir Fuzzlump, and maybe also Gale in a past playthrough. So that would make sense. Okay. Well, oh, okay. So Gale can learn more spells. In your big wheel where you can see, you know, the map and the combat log and the journal and all that, there's the spell book.
Oh.
And I think that's at like 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock.
I've never even seen this.
Spell book. You pull up all the thing and you can swap out what spells you have prepared. You know, like you have a bunch of spells that you learned, but you only have so many that you can cast at one time.
I thought you had to do that on a level screen. So you can just do it.
You can do it pretty much any time. I don't think in the middle of combat.
Yeah, I almost forgot about that too.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember when you get to pick again, almost not every level up, but like during some of the level ups, you get to pick like which ones you're swapping out of the new ones, and then like level 2 and level 3 and stuff like that.
So you can do that at pretty much any point.
And yeah. Okay, cool.
Really,
cool,
there's
cool.
One that you probably have as a druid that might be helpful for as a light source, which is called like, was it like Burning Orb or something like that?
Mm. Oh.
That was one that I had as a druid as well that is on fire. Mm-hmm. So I presume
Flaming
that,
Sphere?
Yeah, maybe? Something like that. It's
Flaming Sphere. I think I've cast that as a scroll one time. Just
it's a big ball that you can control and just, it like
yeah
that
yeah.
One, I don't know if that one works as a like a light source.
Oh, it probably
like,
does.
It probably does. You can control
definitely lights
it.
The ground on fire.
But it like yeah. comes up as another item in like another character in like the initiative lineup, so you can move it as mm-hmm. well, it which could be useful.
Does
mm-hmm. That's cool. Did yeah, I tell you about that? Check that, my that, spells again for
yeah.
Did I tell you about that time I casted that for the first
no.
time?
No.
Oh yeah, it was somewhere in the under. Oh no, when we were fighting the spiders, I cast that, and I didn't realize it turned into like a player in the party. So we beat the spiders; they died. This was amazing. I was like, "Oh, this guy's awesome!" And then, it started following me after the encounter was over, and just started burning my party because it's just a big ball of flames. And like in the melee of just like the chaos, I was just like, "What?" Stop. I was like, I didn't know. I like barely knew the controls. I was like trying to ungroup him. And then like the turns ran out and he went away. But like, it was hilarious because I was just like, ow, ow. Everyone's like, why is everyone burning? Stop following me. So that was fun. So that's because it's still in your party.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. Following the ring.
Can you but you can turn him on and off fire, which I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
Crazy.
You can turn on and off fire and you can't dismiss it, I think.
Mm.
But.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But Billy, that would be a useful one. You could try that.
Uh-huh.
Kaylee, your microphone went out or something.
It did.
It did.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you all hear that?
No, it just you sound different now.
Yeah.
Do I sound
You're tinny Kaylee now. which is okay. Let me hit you guys with a few other quick things that we learned in the Shadowlands
mm-hmm.
when we first went. Karlach is not feeling well, and she really wants her heart mechanic. Mm-hmm. So she kind of tells you that. She's like, hey, guys, you know, my heart. And then Asterion tells you he really wants to find that devil Raphael again, but he, for undisclosed reasons, I guess, doesn't tell you why. So everyone's stories are heating up a little bit.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to Asterion in a while.
Oh, the dream visitor also tells you if you happen to rest that she doesn't know how much longer she can resist the voice of the absolute and like keep helping you. I thought this was like a fun little bit. She says the order for your transformation has been given many times.
Yeah.
And she's been resisting it. I was like, oh, that's cool that like the little bit you know that you could have turned like multiple times, mm-hmm. but she's been protecting you from it.
It's crazy.
Oh, interesting.
We talked about Shadowheart.
Yeah.
She really wants to watch for any place dedicated to Lady Char.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about our little group that got in a fight. And essentially, so once you survive that fight, also, I'll say I really like the character design of the creepies, the little ghoulish things
the black ghosts.
Are they
things?
The Shadow Curse? Or like, what are they?
The like, Shadow. Ghouls?
vestige? No, that's what they leave behind when you kill them.
Oh yeah, they leave like a little
orb
shadow clump. But they were. I think when you read them, they say they used to be people.
Yeah.
Or someone says. I think some dialogue came up one time when they were like, "Oh, this used to be a girl who was running."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those are cool. The little ghost things. Zombies are fine. Probably just too overdone in today's media that it doesn't leave a mark on me. But the ghost things I liked a lot, how they would like appear behind people and get them. Or if you put your torch. I had a torch, nothing was happening. But I transformed into a bear because it's awesome. And my motherfucker got murked.
Oh, God.
Like everybody is just zooming to him because his torch is gone all of a sudden. I didn't really think about it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just getting crushed. So that's clever and interesting. But if you survive that fight, they tell you Jahira I don't think Jahira tells you, but anyway, they tell you how to get to the safe space you were talking about, mm-hmm. Jackie. And mm-hmm. Jahira is there.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Did we all go there? I think. Yeah.
The last light.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
The last light in.
I didn't get there in this playthrough, but I've been there in another playthrough.
So a nice little safe haven in the dark.
I think I'm going to have a different beginning than y'all anyway. So,
oh, yeah. You don't know yours yet. Is that right?
Yeah. So, like, I just popped out into the Shadowlands, and there's a goblin there waiting for me.
Uh-huh.
And the goblin says... Oh, right. Says,
Okay.
Because I sided with them, and, like, they're supposed to be an escort. And the goblin just tells me to grab a torch and to move fast.
Oh.
And that's about it. And that's I haven't gotten any further than that yet.
You know what? I'm excited to hear that. And, like... what they do, because it would make a lot of sense. Because so I don't think we'll go into our little safe haven right now, but they do right away just say like, hey, they're okay because they saved the grove, mm-hmm. kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so it mm-hmm. makes me wonder if the easiest way to get around that is like force you to just skip it. Where it's like, cool, now we're just going to have you like pass that so we don't have to deal with whatever the implications would have been of that you're a different thing and like, how do we redo this whole thing and village and all the stuff?
It's because she didn't save the grove.
So do we just have a goblin move her past it? Well, she attacked the grove, right?
Yeah.
So none of those characters would be there. They wouldn't know her that way.
Uh-huh.
Jahira is a druid herself.
Right.
And so
I wonder if... I was really curious if you were going to have a whole different village, but if you don't, the easiest mechanic would be skip it.
Uh-huh.
We'll find out. There's a lot of stuff to do with the monastery, so I didn't get to it, but I shall.
Understandably.
Yes, so we'll find out.
I'm excited to talk about, like I said, everyone's little side stories are heating up,
mm-hmm.
so I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'll say one more thing. We meet a new character here who was really cool. I'm excited to talk about this little cleric or something. No, she's not a cleric. What is she? Is she a cleric?
Isabel?
Yeah.
She's a cleric.
Cleric. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like the nice version of Shadowheart?
Yep. Who Shadowheart doesn't like and more becomes revealed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. They're on opposite sides, though, right?
Is that the whole thing? She cast opposite that spell on y'all. I'm saying too much. Sorry. Shadowheart's like, ooh, it's dirty. Don't touch me with a light.
Yeah. That's funny.
Turn the lights off.
Yeah.
Play the emo music.
It's good, though, because my last person who would get her riled up, I already let her kill. So now I need a new...
Yeah.
Rile up
a new agitator,
a new antagonist.
Yeah. who's her new buddy cop antagonist? Yeah, I don't know. We should probably stay there and then see how Kaylee passes it, and then I'll do our bit of the village that kicks us into moving to the towers, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we gonna do? So is it just what's our homework then? Should be like,
you guys
explore
might know better.
Everything except for
What? How big of a section do you know this is? I mean, like, what are we looking at here? What's a good checkpoint?
There's some interesting things to do, and there's one big thing to do prior to the towers as well.
What is the big thing?
It's very mysterious. Is it Shadowheart?
Is it Art Kulluk? Kulluk? Waking up Art Kulluk?
What?
No.
Waking up Art.
We're all just saying stupid shit. We're taking it all.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Actually, the thing that I'm thinking of is like, well, no, actually it is kind of on the, yeah, it's something technically separate, I think, from the towers. So I think that there's above ground stuff to do. Mm-hmm. Jackie, remember? And then there's like the below ground stuff to do. Does that ring a bell?
Oh, but the below ground stuff, isn't that like after the towers?
No, I did it
like
before.
The mausoleum?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, you did that before? Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know.
And actually, I would recommend doing it before because there's an important thing for the towers. That
I just like went back and forth. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh,
huh. Yeah. Okay.
But so maybe explore above ground like thoroughly.
So just do the general section we're saying, like the Shadowlands as a biome.
Yeah,
I think that could work. Moonrise. Yeah.
Don't go to the towers, and
I think Kaylee, your goblin might be you might land at the towers.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you
but I mean,
like,
you could. You don't have to like go in and do stuff. You can like be like, okay, I'm here. Peace. I'm gonna go explore. But or we could all.
Or we could go to the towers.
Just go to the towers.
Why don't Kaylee, you text us when you know where your goblin drops you in case that changes things?
Okay.
And then we can go from there.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Cool. There is. It's a shame though that Kaylee doesn't go to, well, I don't.
Well, we don't know. She could still go there or something.
At Last Light, because there is a lot to do at Last Light. So.
I did some of it already that I will save for next time, but also the little story bits were really exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be really interesting to see if they skip it or maybe they take you. But it would be weird to take you there, like in the lore of what they've built for you, saying like, hey, we can help you skip this bit. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of think what you've done is a second playthrough kind of uncovering shortcut sort of thing.
It could be I wonder. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll find out. I mean, I would still encourage y'all to explore. And like just explore the area and do like some of those other side questy things. I'm sure that there will be other side questy things that I can do prior to doing main questy things. So like, because they wouldn't just launch me right into the main quest there. It'd probably give me some other stuff to do. Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Okay. But I'll text you. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But
yeah, cool.
Don't.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Cool.
Huh. Okay.
Cool.
Shadow. Moonrise again.
Mm.
Last light in is a rotten egg. Get it?
Oh, mama. Put that thing on easy mode. Go with standard a dish. Story mode is my.
Starting hour, you can turn me into a farmer, but don't need me a horse armor.
I'm going standard a dish. Store mode is my big bed ish.
Standard a dish. My avatar's all. Edition art book. Mama,
about all this pigeonly? Well, I'm still stuck in the starting tower. I've been lost for like a fucking hour. What? We're going standard dish. Why? The store mode is my ocean's cookie.